Hi, I'm Mara McDonough.
And I'm Sterling Anderson.
This week for Sawtooth News, we went to Lorelei Livingston's third grade classroom to find out about their Ojibwe Shoulder Bag project.
Here to tell us more is Miss Livingston, her student teacher Miss O'Brien, and her third graders.
So, what exactly are you guys doing here?
Well, the third graders are working on the Ojibwe Shoulder Bag project, and this is the third year we've had an opportunity to do it. We got it, first of all, through a grant through the Education Foundation, and I learned about it at a Education Minnesota convention. And since then, the program's gotten better and bigger. The students have really, really added a lot to it, and we have lots of community member support. We have some ladies here from the Fiber Arts Guild, and we have elders from Grand Portage helping us out, so it's a pretty, pretty neat activity.
So what exactly is the program? What does it entail?
It's modeled after the Ojibwe bandolier bag, which are bags from the elders would wear at ceremonials or at treaty signings, and they're from 1800s and before that. So the Historical Society has samples and pictures of it, and that's what the students are able to look at it to see what they can try to model their own shoulder bag after.
So what are you making?
Our Ojibwe shoulder bags, they were modeled after the bandolier bags.
Well, it's like really fun making them. It takes a long time and stuff. You can use Sharpies, yarn, beads.
It's a fun project. It's like one of the best projects I did in my life.
Can you describe your bag to us?
It has a lot of colors, and in every corner it has kind of different colors in the middle. And it's really sparkly in a way, so.
Can you tell us about your bag? It's really pretty, by the way.
My bag has a whole bunch of different flowers and cool leaves.
What's your bag like?
Well, it has a lot of cool colors that I think are really awesome, and, well, I just think they're special colors.
Can you tell us what colors they are?
Well, there's some red and green, turquoise and blue, and pink, and some purple.
What did you learn from making the bag?
It's really fun because you just get to be yourself and do whatever you want. And just whatever kind of art you have inside your body, you could just use.
And what did you make your bag like?
String and glitter fabric.
I'm Carrie O'Brien. I'm the student teacher in the class. And I've been here this is my eighth week. I think this is an amazing project. It just brings in a lot of culture from the class. I mean, we have a student whose grandma and mom have been here every time, and she's brought in beads from the 1800s, it's just a great experience for the students of Cook County just to see what, and it's part of the culture here too. So yeah, it's really neat. And I think in my future classes, I will definitely be incorporating this project, so.
I'm Mara.
And I'm Sterling.
Thanks for listening to Sawtooth Elementary School News.